Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right. 312-981-7200. I have a quiz that people that become U.S. citizens have to pass. It's called the Constitution Quiz. You may have taken it in the eighth grade. Call me now or text. And if you get these questions right, you'll win a Lou Malnati's pizza, which is the reason a lot of people actually climb over the wall. Wait, you've got Lou's? I'm in. All right. If you get it right, it's real simple, too. Producer Elephant, I talked about this. She said, all right, let's give them 10 questions. They've got to get 60% of them right. No. If you just get one, you win a pizza. Tom, are you ready for your Lou Malnati's pizza?
Probably not, because I wish my family were listening to this. They think that I know everything.
Right. Well, boy, you better show them up now. You better show that you do.
By the way, John, before you ask the question, think about that 30% turnout. And if the top two get 20%, that's 6% of the eligible voters is picking the top two.
For the city of Chicago, yeah. Somebody texted me, though, Kevin, and they said, or Tom, and they said, oh, well, what we think is it's not the massive indifference it appears. It's just people are going to wait until we have the final two. And then instead of getting 18%, you know, we'll get a higher number.
Yeah, but the point is, and they probably won't even get to 20%, the two winners. Their leaders are sitting at 14% now.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a fraction of the populace deciding the top two.
Yeah, but everybody gets to vote again if we have a runoff.
But their choices are limited to the top two.
Yeah, but maybe this isn't so hopeful after all, Steve, but all I'm saying is when we do narrow the field from 14 to 2, the voter turnout will be higher than 18%. It'll be 40% or something like that, because then you've got more of a handle on it. They've had more time to run negative ads. It's going to be A or B, not A through J.
Okay, but the choice of A or B will have gotten in there with 8,000 votes.
Yeah, right, yeah, sure enough. Well, it's kind of like primaries, too, right? That the primaries are really the most important thing, or maybe we don't appreciate the importance of primaries, but far few people vote for the primaries, right? But that's how you got Hillary and Donald, right? If you said, oh, man, these are the choices we have, well, we had more choices, but the way the primary system works. All right, you ready for your Q, and then you give me the A?
Thank you, sir.
All right, Tom, here we go. What is the supreme law of the land? Think about that.
The Constitution.
The Constitution is correct. By the way, that's one of the tougher questions on this. I'm kind of discouraged that this Constitution quiz is only passed by less than half of the population. I've got a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Go visit one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Talk to Elephant off the air, okay, Tom? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye now. Don, are you ready? It's really not more complicated than that, Don. You ready?
I am ready, King John.
And by the way, Jen, if you want to chime in, you can. Or Steve, if you want to be like a lifeline. The idea of self-government is in the first three words of the Constitution. What are the first three words of the Constitution? I know
what the first three words of the Declaration of Independence. We the people.
We the people is right! Ding, ding, ding. The first three words of the Declaration are...
We the people.
No.
Declaration?
Yeah.
We hold these truths.
Wait, well then, which is the one that says when in the course of human events? I think it's when in the.
Yep, you're right, when in the. your buddy TJ would be very unhappy with me for botching that one, but well, I got the pizza one right.
You absolutely did. We the people.
The pizza one is all that matters.
And really, isn't that citizenship, smittitionship? It's really about the pizza, and you did get the pizza question right. Hold on, Don. We'll send one out to Gardner,
thanks,
okay?
John.
Bye now. Joy, are you ready?
I hope so. I was ready to break into We the People School of Rock song back then.
How does that one go? Because I remember some of them. How does the Constitution song go?
We the People, in order to more form a more perfect union, provide the concepts. There's six of them. And I could sing them all to you, but it would be embarrassing because my voice is bad. But provide justice for all and provide security and for ourselves and our posterity, do or day.
Nicely done. So that's the Constitution song. You know the Bill of Rights song. I'm just a, or the Bill song. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Sitting here on top of Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the Capitol City. Can you do?
And you get a bus stop. You get your buses stopping at the railroad tracks because of that.
What's another one you can do from the old School of Rock?
The zero.
Let's hear it.
But the elbow room was another good one, where they talked about the expansion. Zero, my hero. All the literature ones that they used to do that helped you remember how to spell words and all that good stuff.
Is there anything
like
that?
DVD, so
is there anything like that in the popular culture now? Are we teaching kids stuff through music? Those things, and the thing is, too, kids don't sit around and watch cartoons on Saturday anymore. We were a captive audience, and those things, those plus in the news, were really, really good. I guess now if kids clicked on a site or a YouTube video that taught them the Constitution and math, but I don't know that that's happening right now.
I wish. I used to show it at school to my seniors. And they loved it. They thought it was the greatest thing.
All right, this is a tough one, former teacher. You ready?
Oh, I hope so, boy.
What is one right or freedom from the First Amendment? The First Amendment grants us 5. This asks for 1, but I'm going to ask for 3.
I'll give you 5, because the things that I taught kids, the acronym was SPAR, speech, press, religion, assembly, speech, press, religion, assembly, and petition.
Yeah, so SPAR with 2 P's, SPPAR, speech, press, petition, the government,
assembly, and religion.
You know what? You deserve more than a pizza.
I was going to say, give her the loose salad. Maybe some tiramisu.
Tiramisu is a nice choice there. Hold the line. Talk to producer Olive. We'll make sure we take care of you. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, wow, we got some listeners. Got it going on. All right, we've exhausted our pizzas now. So we're on to the desktop indoor weather station.
Oh, that's cool too.
Sell it, girl. Sell it.
I just wish I was on the other side right now so I can be calling in and winning these prizes.
Would you have known all 5 of the powers afforded us by the First Amendment?
I think I would have.
Oh, nicely done.
Yeah.
All right. How about this one? This one's kind of, Carl, this one's going to take some thinking. Are you ready?
Okay. Hey, and one thing. Can we write you in it for mayor?
Yes, sir. You may. No, don't. Do not do that. No. King, yes. If your ballot says, do you want John to be king, make that a yes vote, okay?
All right.
What is the economic system in the United States? The economic system of the United States is what?
You said you might have a lifeline.
All right, we're going to traffic now. Jen DeSalvo, who seems to be doing pretty well on this. Jen, are you still over there in traffic?
I am.
Yeah, you got quiet all of a sudden. What is the economic system of the United States?
We are a capitalist society.
Capitalism, she says. She goes with capitalism. You want to use that, or you want to use your own?
Well, I'll use it.
The correct answer is capitalism. We are a capitalist economy. I would have accepted market economy or whoever has the most wins. But capitalism is correct. Nicely done,
okay, we can share that. We can share that prize.
Aww. So, I really do want one, but you deserve it.
So you'll know what the humidity is, and then she could run over and find out what the temperature is or something like that. You will share the weather station, okay?
Yeah, we'll just text it. What's the temperature? It's this. Okay.
Hold on a second, Carl. Appreciate your listening. He's got the desktop indoor weather station brought to you by American Weather Makers Heating and Cooling. The 60 Minute Men, call 855-955-HVAC. All right, one last one, and then we're done with this. And that's going to be Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
Hi. I don't know how I can better all of those people
those
before me.
People are doing really well, aren't they?
Really, really well. It's really encouraging, isn't it?
It kind of is, now that you mention it, on this day where we're bemoaning the fact that we don't really seem to care enough to participate. All right, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. Let's see how many you can get right. You ready?
All right.
We elect a U.S. senator for how many years? How many years does a U.S. senator serve?
4 years.
4 years for U.S. Senate is incorrect. Senators serve for
2 years. 2 years?
Six.
Oh, my gosh.
Six. So I'm going to send Jen DeSalvo over to your place.
Yes.
With a chalkboard and a wooden ruler.
I know.
Spank your hands every time you get one wrong.
I don't do no spanking.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you for listening, Elizabeth. I know.
You know, 6 years does seem like a long time, though. So,
it is.
So
right.
I feel her.
What she was answering was how long should they serve?
Yes, exactly.
But the correct answer is Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth both go for six. And that's why they don't always occur on your ballot. And then members of the House, of course, go for two. Governors go for four. And in some states, like, what was it, Virginia, they only go for one term.
One term, yeah. Is it a six-year term or a four-year term? I think it's four.
In Virginia, I think it's 1 4-year term. So this whole thing about their governor and lieutenant governor and who was next in line, the attorney general there, whatever it was, or the speaker, at least it was a problem they would have only had to live with for 4 years. What's the status of the Virginia governor now? What's happening over there? Do we know? Has that been published?
He is still
governor,
holding
right?
on.
Yeah.
Right. I was going to make a joke, and then, thank God.
Really,
in a rare moment of self-awareness.
how good of you.
Right.
Oh, you should host a show here on WGN. Okay, so that's just our little constitutional quiz. When asked, less than half of us get enough of these right.